Orthodox Jews and the link between Daniel 8 and Daniel 9. If you saw the video, you'll remember that we looked at Daniel 8, and we saw that Daniel 8 was composed of basically just four elements: a ram, a goat, a little horn, and the sanctuary being cleansed. And we saw the ram was explained, the goat was explained, the little horn was explained. The only thing that wasn't explained was the vision of the evening and mornings, Daniel 8:14. That was the only thing he didn't understand. And later on in the chapter, Daniel 8:26, he's told in the vision of the evening and mornings, which is verse 14, he's told is true. And then in verse 27 in Daniel 8, he's very clear that he wondered at the vision and he did not understand it. And the only thing he didn't understand was the vision, the mare, of the evening and mornings of verse 14. Then we went over to Daniel 9 and we saw we had Daniel's prayer. Nowhere did Daniel anywhere in his prayer ask for an understanding. The last place we needed Daniel needing an understanding was regard to the vision of the evening and morning. And then we saw the angel Gabriel appears to him and tells him that, you know, I've now come to give thee understanding. He says, therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. Well, the last vision Daniel did not understand was the vision of the evening and mornings, Daniel 8:14, which was a time prophecy. And then the very next verse in Daniel 9:24, he says, 70 weeks are cut off on thy people or decreed upon thy people. So the point is, we have argued that the vision of the 70-week prophecies is part of Daniel 8:14 and that they're linked. In fact, they are really even one prophecy. So we argue that there's a close link between Daniel 8 and Daniel 9, and the link is found in Daniel 9:23 and 24. Anyway, with that background now, I've often wondered, what do Orthodox Jews do with the 70-week prophecy and Daniel 8 and Daniel 9? Well, I have had for a number of years an Orthodox Jewish commentary on the book of Daniel. It's called the Art Scrolls series. And I went in one day and I said, what do the Orthodox Jews do with these prophecies? And I looked and I want to show you one point in particular. Obviously, there's not going to be a lot we agree with, but there's one thing I want to show you. Now, if you look at the podcast here, you look on the PDF right below the player. It says Daniel 10 Art Scrolls Series. I'm going to give you a second. Click on that. Click that open down below, and a page should show up. And what you have here is you've got page 258 and 259 of that book. Now, you'll notice if you look in the right-hand corner, page 258 is on the right and 259 is on the left. Hebrew reads from left from right to left, and it could be a little confusing if you're not familiar with it because they mixed Hebrew and English here. But if you listen to what I say and follow the colors, it'll be very simple. Anyway, look at this page. Now, you'll notice up in the far right, you'll see the Hebrew. That's basically Daniel 9:23, the gist of it, the end of Daniel 9:22 and the beginning of 9:24, which is the 70-week prophecy. But the gist of it is verse 23. Then if you look over on your left, you'll see the translation of it. Now look at the red. At the beginning of your supplications, this is the beginning of Daniel 9:23. At the beginning of your supplications, a word came forth, and I have come to relate it for you. What beloved are you? Contemplate the matter and gain, and look at the yellow now, and gain understanding in the vision. We're really going to focus on that yellow. What is that saying there? Gain understanding in the vision, and then right after you'll see we've got 70 weeks have been decreed. We've got the 70-week prophecy. So the point is, this is the focus here on this page is an understanding of Daniel 9:23. Now, if you shift now over to the right where you see the red, and you see there's some Hebrew wording, and it says, at the beginning of your supplications, what you see now there and below it in the column there and in the column to the right is now the commentary explaining some of the different phrases in Daniel 9:23, just the way our commentaries would. So he says, at the beginning of your supplication, then he goes down. If you'll see a little further, a word went forth, and he's explaining that. Then you go over to the right for beloved are you, and so on. And he's going through bit by bit in Daniel 9:23. Now, come down to the yellow. This yellow here is the same yellow that's in English up there, and gain understanding of the vision that's up in the translation on the left. Now we're getting the explanation. And it's, you see in the yellow, and gain understanding in the vision. V'habein ba'mare, understand that vision. Okay? Now, what do the Orthodox Jews, how do they explain this? What do they say this means? Now look at the blue and read with me. They say, and I read, quote, this refers to Daniel's vision in chapter 8. Notice, it's bringing you right back to Daniel 8. This refers to Daniel's vision in chapter 8, in which the part which disturbed him. So verse 14 is characterized, it goes on, as a mare. But look what they're doing. The Orthodox Jews, Daniel 9:23, understand the vision. And just as we do, they instantly point you right back to Daniel 8:14, exactly as we do. Now, does this prove absolutely the link between Daniel 8:14 and Daniel 9:23 and 24? It doesn't prove it absolutely. But what it does prove absolutely is that we are not the only ones to see the link. And you see these Orthodox Jews, who certainly don't have the same agenda that we do, they see clearly the link between Daniel 8:14 and Daniel 9:23-24, just as we as Adventists do. Absolute proof, no, but powerful evidence in favor of how we understand those two prophecies.